Zimbabwe, you are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 10th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the growing or the worsening cash crisis.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the cash shortages.
Zimbabwe's liquidity squeeze has left companies unable to pay their workers and foreign suppliers, driving many out of business and swelled the ranks of economic exiles. A number of retailers and other businesses are offering big discounts to cash paying customers and limit the amounts they can charge on credit cards or refuse to accept them altogether.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa has threatened to enforce the Banking Youth Promotions Act to deal with suspected cash hoarding retailers and wholesalers as the cash crisis worsens. Chinamasa told MPs in Parliament last week that some companies were being monitored daily and the alleged culprits could have their trading licenses cancelled. But are the traders to blame for the country's cash shortages? Gibbs.
Yes, that's a big question which needs to be answered today or some other time. Mm-hmm. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka nasi hama wadiwa tutauti tinge chitari sanezwe gusho meka kwe mari. Tukunzuka wati dambu zikoria rinengero komba rakari. So pakuti vanwarare waka peka boots vari panze pema banga waka mire otura mari. Asmari zacho zavaruku zoa na zinenge ziri shoma wa mwema $25 wa mwema 40. Zishungo daru daru. Tukunzuka wati dambu ziko rekusho meka kwe mari. Rukanga nisa hizwa kati munyika. Uye kutuo chikafu chirukuwa nikaere muzitoro uye. Chiri kudura here kana kuti mitengo yacho ichiri nani nekune rimwe divi hurumende iri kuti chiri kukonzera kuti munyika mushomeke mari inyaya yevanhu vasiri kushandisa mabhanga vachitiwo vamwe vachatorerwa maresidence asi dzimwe nyanzvi nyadzi zvopfumi dzinoti aiwa uku kwakuda kungozora vezvitoro ava mafuta enguruve yavasina kudya gifts
ye zvirukanda valingani njani kuna mapola pelikona tinalapa lo blessings yapila yesuka ngako ke lamhlanje kuti imali injani kuna hapo kia ema panga. So kutuwa wanya bai tola mbicha na kuna kukwingo sana abanya batoli yona even sente leskala. So kibati abanengi sebelale mapanga so kutala wakasa pela loku njalo kukupekela pambili. So kumele kwenzwe nukuti izi bapo kundunge kwa kukuloko nga zanu kia shupa. Siyabona njalo kukuti ama credit card lao unganyu au yenelisi kutu toli mali kuna pana. Kuzo buya ke izi tole zinengi singati indawo zinengi ziyabalwa sibili mwaba imali kai kwa Zimbabwe. Kwa hivyo mapresi.
Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is Mr. Calvin Mudzingiri. He's an economics lecturer at the University of Free State in South Africa. Mr. Mudzingiri, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
The demonstration is still continuing in South Africa against Mr. Zuma?
Well, they are continuing. Yes, I think on Wednesday I heard that they are also going to have another demonstration.
Interesting times in South Africa. But of course, today we want to focus on Zimbabwe. But of course, we can talk about South Africa since Zimbabwe is also using the rand, Gibbs.
And South Africa and Zimbabwe are big trade partners.
Yes.
So now let's talk about the Zimbabwe situation, Mr. Mtsingiri. So at the end of the day, there's no money, nothing in the banks, and you know, people can get about $25, $40 a day, and so forth. So now, what's the basis of all this kind of problem? What's the problem, really?
I think the biggest challenge that we have in Zimbabwe is something that has been happening for a long time. And basically, what I think is the issue is basically because of the services, especially in government, that are being paid for, that are not attached to productivity. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you have people being paid for flying or these other jobs that are not related to generation of income, they tend to create that shortage. Because there's a huge outlay of money that is not totally attached to productivity. And that, I think, is the biggest challenge that we have. Whether even if we have exports, part of the money is going to be used for goods that is not generated for production within the economy. Mm-hmm. It's actually external of money. But if you get money, then you become a tourist. It means you are actually you are importing or exporting the currency that we have in the country. I think that's the biggest challenge that we have as a country, because most of our the activities that are happening in government, they are directly attached to production. Mm-hmm. So we cannot have the biggest number of workers in Zimbabwe are civil citizens. Mm-hmm. And these civil citizens are being paid. And what they are paid for, if you look at it, it's not something that is attached to export. It's basically production that is within. And sometimes, because we are using foreign currency, it becomes very difficult for them to generate enough income to pay the civil servant.
Mm-hmm.
They understand like if we are using foreign currency, then most of our goods and services should be exported so that we can generate more income in the currency. If we are to use the domestic currency like the bonds, then it can only cater for production that is happening within the economy. But the biggest challenge is like the production that is happening within the economy is quite limited, and it means eventually, if we have more bond notes being circulated within the economy, they are not in line with the production. And also, foreign currency also will be in short supply because we are not exporting so much.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Mdzingiri, some people might say, why not just print more bond notes? What are the negative implications of that, if any?
You know, money should have some intrinsic value, and there should be trust within that money.
Mm-hmm.
So if we print a currency that doesn't, where there's no trust, it doesn't have intrinsic value, it may not be attached to production.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you can just create a paper that will say that it's equivalent to the US dollar or to the rand. Remember, when we see the US dollar has got value of production that is happening in America. If you look at the GDP for the United States, for example, it's about 14 trillion or close to 15 trillion. If you look at that, it means the value that we see of the US dollar is also attached to the production that is happening amongst the American firms. You can't just create a currency that is not pegged with the productivity within the country. So if our production was going to, it was possible for us to also have a currency that is in line with production.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, what we need in the economy initially is not the money. What we need initially within the economy is production.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have production, there's no double coincidence where we have someone who would want a cow and someone who was expecting maybe a bucket of milk. Then we would need the currency that will actually lubricate the transactions among the people within the economy.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't have good services, then it will not make sense for us to bring the bonds that are not attached to production.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Gibbs?
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, Lapa. A blessing. I'll say it to Ms. Mlai. Hello. We've got several people that have sent messages. And one of them is Alec. Alec, let's see what Alec says. You know, the network is disappearing a little bit. It comes and goes, it comes and goes, it comes and goes. So now let's see. Alex is saying, I'm listening to you guys. I'm in Johannesburg and I like your programs. Then we've got another guy calling Shamiarira. He says, I'm also there. You guys, thank you so much for giving us this kind of program. And then Chasi Kwecha, then he says, we are tired of these people that are always giving us this kind of torrid time. So when are they going to step down? So that is according to Chasi. So do you have any caller?
Tina Varkuti, Comrade Bemba, Varku, South Africa. Magadi. Magadi. Va Bemba. So right, volume here, radio, any good things going on? Katiedze kuzwa phone ndira gifts nare yawe ningeri kuti netsei. Maybe let's go back to Mr. Mudzingiri.
Yes, before we go to Mr. Mudzingiri, I see that Newsday has got an article here saying the Zimbabwe Revenue Authority actually surpassed its revenue target for the first quarter by 6% after gross collections totaling 862.47 million due to compliance and support. So here is exactly what they say. Quote: gross revenue collections for the first quarter amounted to 862.47 million and were 6% above target. Net collections after refunds were 2% above target and amounted to $826.63 million. So now, Mr. Mzingiri, it appears as if now Zimbra has hit its target. But after hitting this target, does it mean that maybe there could be some bit of money in the market?
Not necessarily, because you see their target collection is not enough to cater for the expenditure that is supposed to be carried within the economy. So even if they hit their target, what they are actually generating within the economy is quite very low compared to the expenses that the government is also partaking. So in that sense, it simply means that of course there would be an improvement, but it's not enough for them to actually be able to cater for the expenditure within the whole economy.
And Mr. Mzingiri, the central bank chief, Dr. Mangujka, said that if the bond notes fail, he will step down. Would you urge him to step down?
Well, I think it's his own opinion, but my thinking is, I think it was written on the wall that if these bond notes may not be, we're going to fail, because one, the issue that is actually troubling Zimbabwe is there is not enough foreign currency. So to have the bond replacing the foreign currency, I think it's impractical. Why? Because even if they would print a lot of bonds, that will not translate into foreign currency. We have seen that for some time they've been struggling with the foreign currency. So the more they increase the bonds, the more we will see the foreign currency disappearing. Why? Because everyone is now keeping the money under the pillow. And I think even the president is always thinking that he's also keeping the money under the bed. So whether they would want to print, whether you would like to print more bonds, eventually we will see that it will fail. Because people cannot import using bonds. They would want to go into the market again and also buy the foreign currency so that they can import goods and services. So since there's absolutely that will eventually happen, eventually the bond is going to be devalued. And when it is devalued, that's when it will start failing. And we have seen quite a number of signs actually happening. Although the government is telling us that they can force people to use the bond, that will not work. We have seen, it's only that the government is slow explaining, but we have seen with the price controls, it's not work. They cannot control the price of the bond if it is in excess. So it's written on the wall. If he would want to resign, he can resign, but I think he's fighting a losing battle. I don't foresee him succeeding with the bond and the bond living for quite a long time.
Gibbs.
Yeah, lapha ke sulukandaba siyamuzwa ukukhuluma lapha umnumzana uMdzingiri ukhuluma kune ngisibile ukuthi loba nje iZimbra ingani ifikisile lokho kathi ikhangelele nginyanga zokuqala zomnyaka yekuti tole imali ethize kuti kaboni kuti umnotho welizwe ungani uya kukhumala kangako so ngokutsho kwakhe uthi imali iyabe lokhu isilela akutsho ukuthi sokule mali eningi kumbe eZimbabwe hayi uthi ye bayenelisile ukuthi bathanyathanyele khona kwezama-tax kumbe ngithi umthelo wabantu lento ezinjalo so ke kodwa uthi hayi imali ayisoze ingani iyangena kumkhonomi kumbe ngithi kumnotho welizwe so nxa sikhangeleke okhunywe izimbra ithi ele Zimbabwe liyenelisile ukuthola 862.47 khonapho ke imali ezithize ezinjalo khonapho kade ikhangelele ukuthi ithole 812.94 ekuqaliseni komnyaka kodwa ungani ke ithole nje ukuthi xaxa kancane kodwa bathi khonokho akukhangeleli ukuthi kumbe kuncede ilizwe kangako so ke kodwa umnotho lokhu ngani uyafanana ye so when looking at issues to do with you know the money market in Zimbabwe generally what can you say about you know the absence of the United States dollar what is causing all this
sorry if we are looking at the money market
yes in Zimbabwe why is the US dollar disappearing
it's simple because everyone who is holding the bond would like to use it to spend it in the market
mm-hmm.
so what is happening is like all the US dollars that are in the market, people would want, like to hold them under the pillow because they have value with them. The US dollars the value has been started for over more than 200 years. So, everyone is holding bond notes would like to pass them to the next person. So, everyone who finds the US dollar is using it as his treasury or as wealth that is being saved for future consumption. And you see, the people have seen that the bond cannot be tested, and they are not sure whether it will continue working because already there's a disparity between when you look at its value. The value at some point in some markets is actually going down. So by that, the people have actually made the point that they dispose all the bonds that they have and keep, or they tend to hide all the US dollars that they have. So anyway, right now, if we could go around and look around all these big people, like even say the ministers and all those people, if you would go in their bedroom, we would find a lot of US dollars being hidden there.
Mm-hmm.
But they are, because they are hypocrites, they would want us to believe that we are the people who are hiding the US dollar, but in reality, the rich people are the ones who have got more capacity for raising more US dollars, and those are the people who are also getting more bonds. So they are others disposing the bond notes and holding onto the rest to the US dollar. And I think that's the question that has been talked about before the bonds were actually introduced.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the Gresham Law states that if there's good money and bad money, usually the bad money chases the good money away. People will simply hoard the good money, in this case, the US dollars, and then they would rather use the bond notes. Tina Mutere Argu Chegutu, Vamakoni Magadi. I was Tina and Paris Pachegutu. Aiwa, ndizvo zvemuto wako mwakaoma kumwe munyoro. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Zvakamira sei panyaya dzemari pachegutu apa?
Nyaya dzemari kunozanesa kuno. Kumabhenga hakuna mari ukaenda. Kunongo zvatodzoka za-2008 zvokurara kumabhenga. Warara kubhengi kwacho unogona kupuwa $30 emakoini motonzi zvatokwana zvezuva iroro
saka vanopa vanhu vangani pazuva
dzemari kana plani yavana yekuti vakusunga vasiri kubhenga mari haina zvainogadzirisa iye zvinhu zvavatongokoniwa hapana chavachakwanisa kugadzirisa nokuti pakanga paine yindi gavhumendi hatina kumbozviona zvekunzi munhu aisungirwa mari yake kuti usiri kubhenga mari yozvati ukaibhenga hauzoiwani kana wagwida
saka panopa vanhu vangani mati vanhu vanorara pabhengi dzimwe nguva vopuwa $30
unogona unogona kusvika wonobata number 100 but dzimwe panogona kupuwa kana vanhu 20 kana vanhu 30 pazuva rese vachipuwa ma $30 ari mabond iwayo yusa hatichatomborizivi mari hombe yatakutoona yekumayusa yaro $20 $20 acho yakutopera futi $10 nema $5 anongoonekwa wapo neapo but iri kutoratidza kuti iri kupera saka bond racho ravari kuda kuomera kuti hatinadi kubudisa $10 nema $5 zvokuti rinozodona vachatozvichatongeva mari chiga kuribudisa nekuti hapasina dzimwe plani dzavachaita gavhena havana kana imwe plani izvo zvakatopererwa
saka mitengo yakasiyana here nai vamakoni yekushandisa bond yekushandisa US dollar nekushandisa makadzi kuchekuti zvinofamba sei
zvinhu zvava nemapuraizi maviri kana kushandisa bhondi kana makadhi zvine imwe puraizi kunyanyanya munana Harare umo zvatove nemapuraizi maviri ebhondi neyusa nekadhi kana matatu mapuraizi kana riri kadhi nepuraizi yaro kana iri bhondi nepuraizi yayo kana iri yusa nepuraizi yaro mapuraizi eyusa ndiwo anenge akati pikei ezvimwe zvaanenge akatokwira kutoreva kuti kana yusa ratopera zvinhu zvakutotanga kutokwira zvekudzoka kumabhera chechi kuyavatadini
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vemakoni nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndinokutendai ndida kukozisawo vamwoyo vepakadoma apa ndinokutendai estudio 7 nokuti ndimi munotipawo news dzatinokwanisa kunge tichipinda votitaura zvatinoda
aataura
zvaunoda kana zvaunofunga kuredhiyo dzemunomu hazviburisi paredhiyo nongotonziyo uruwe zvakati zvikazoti saka inini munenge hamuna kwamakarerekera ndozvatinonya kutendera izvozvo dai maramba makangodaro
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamakoni
ndinokutendai regai tizobatana mangwana
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
Mazita
henyu. Gives you head there from Mr. Makoni. He says the situation in Chegutu, that's in Mashonaland West, is not good. He's saying that, you know, you queue the whole night and then you get only $30 and these are coins. So there might be coins? 100 people, yes, 100 people who are queuing, only 20 will get the cash and the rest you have to sleep another day. But he's saying that it's clear that the government has failed all this issue of blaming the traders and wholesalers of allegedly hoarding money. He says that's not true. It's just that the government has failed. And lastly, he said Studio 7 for him is a source of balance news, and he's saying keep it up, Gibbs.
It's good to hear that. Yeah, I think we've got our second guest, and that is Mr. Michael Ndiweni, who is a political and economic commentator based in Bulawayo. Mr. Ndiweni, good evening. And welcome to the program.
Good evening, kids. How are you?
I know Siapila. Kunjani kuna ngapha?
Hi, ngapha vanuya kodola, and I want to say good evening to the listeners all over the world.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu baba, siyabonga. So ngenxa sikhuluma ngokuthi akula mali eZimbabwe, akutshela uZulu sibili ukuthi kume njani. Abanye phela nxa kuthiwa akula mali abantu balale imali emabhanga, abakwazi ukuhamba njani? Akubeke sibili.
Yeah, awusipho solukhona elizweni. Akhanya lokho lukhula ngasikhangele indaba zemali emabhenki. Umnumzana osanda ukukhuluma ngiyavumelana laye. Ukuthi abantu balale emabhenki ubusuku bonke kuze kuse umuntu athole $20 or $30. And ile yena ibichaya khona le khatshana inde omunye umuntu angatholi kodwa le godola kathesi siqala sesemqando kathesi. And abantu sebethwele nzima mna njengomuntu okhuluma esebenza nabantu abazithengiselayo ama-vendors njengenhlanganiso yebulawayo vendors kulusizi kakhulu ngoba abantu besebenza labo ngabantu abarelya nge-cash nemali ukuthi nxa umuntu ethenga amatamatisi ethenga imbhida ethenga amaqizi umuntu omele abe le-cash esandleni so kutho ukuthi nxa imali ingasetholakala emabhenki abantu esebenza labantu bethu ama-vendors kawasela mpilo and looking at that siyakwazi ukuthi the majority of people that are found in the country kathesi ama-vendors abantu abaningi they are relying on vending to raise school fees to raise imali zike esibhedlela so umuntu kathesi engagula sokusuka nzima ukuthi a-raise enough money to go esibhedlela njengoba sazi ukuthi abantu abazithengiselayo duru sabala medical aid scheme i-medical scheme lena ukuthi uyabhadala imali ngenyanga uvuke esibhedlela so nxa kungafela cash ebuyayo abantu abazithengiselayo kusho ukuthi abantu sebezawufa ngoba imali kayikho so lusdubo olukhulu kakhulukazi okudinga ukuthi ngabe liyalungiswa but siyazi ukuthi uhulumende wesehlulekile ukuthi alilungise ngakho ke kunzima kunzima kakhulukazi.
Yes, I was wondering when Apunga Kachana Babantwin. So he says, you know, it seems as if the problem is more when there are people who are trying to make a living on the streets and they don't get money. So if you don't get money, where do you go? So he says, at the end of the day, most of them end up not going to hospitals and, you know, catering for their needs because there's no money. So he says the situation is pathetic.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Kwa mwaru kuti Zimbabwe ya lingo batana ne nyika zirimu Rand Union ya shanisa Rand sezu kuita wana le sutu ne zimbo nyika
unkele ino kuna kuwari zira ime ino kuna kubatila Zimbabwe but zino jina nakuti watungamira wachi wana sutandira shakaita sehi nakuti kubatana ne Rand Union zino rewa kutimaringa mawa kushanda ne mtemo ye South African Monetary Policy. Zino kuna kubatula nyika because nige ita kushanta mari ine uremu kuna kifaya ichimbo jika ndakwaya ati ku jika ndakwaya kuri kondro ne production nikita msaad Africa kuna kutaad Africa inyika uru ime ya tini ino kiyo production kwa GDP ino kwa kuma 378 billion kita ne Zimbabwe inongori ne production iri pasi ne 10 billion nuru wakuti kana waka jena rand saku ya inoji rand union wano kuna kubati kana wakuti wani wachi prindi wa mari inoenda ne suzo wano kutuwa muzimbabwe ende washanji wani wachi kwanza kuwa na mari ya
tenda skuru Gibbs.
Yee, ino mnuza na lapa Osbizu City un Captain Komo huko na hale kebutuana. Komo kujani? Uyanizwa Komo?
Ubabang Komo, esi butuana.
Komo kujani? Babang Komo, Captain Komo in Botswana. How are you? Kukumbe nje u Captain Komo kona kujani? Yee, kumazani kutungo lanko na kumengile kapa. So
let's go to Mr. Ndiwen.
Yeah, Mr. Ndiwen, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Yes, so asithi ke baba Ndiwen usukuhlalile kompana elayinini ebhanga uzama ukudinga imali yakho kwehlule sibili ukuthi imali ayithola ngalamhla awuyitholi kusasa kugcina ngani manje
okwenzakala ukuthi angijwa ngishilo ekuqaleni ukuthi sometimes yakufunda uye esibhedlela ngithi engxenye umuya yabugqulelwa phela sugcina sisiye ezimbazweni kuba khona ingxenye abanye ababeyithola imali ngendlela ezinye siyazi ukuthi khona nayo ibizelesele bugelegwene obunjani ababethi basiye besiya bengena ezigwerejini besiyaboleka kubosumbazwe abamazulisayo ukuthi at least umuntu wami angafi ngimsesibhedlela kodwa abanye sibili bayahlala bengalayo sengibona abaningi sithi ngivele ebhenki ngehlele ukuthola imali ngangisela into engizayenza imali akhona kangilayo ngela angeke hambe ngiyetshona so ikunzima ukuhlangana nabantu kakhulukazi abanye ngxenye umuntu ngingeza abanye mhlakhana besikhona nakhona ngingezama i-ecocash ukuthi ngitransfer imali ami i-ecocash from the bank athi fika i-ecocash nangulwalo u-ajenti ogangileyo futhi afike amtshele ukuthi ngiyawuthatha i-commission nxa ufuna ngunika imali so uvele ubone ukuthi izinto sezivole kanjani elizweni so ibunzima abantu abahlangana labo kulezi nsuku
so ungahamba uyethatha isimbazo kula ngale pho bakubhadalisa imali enganani
lekanjaqhubambisana
yengithi bangacela isimbazo ungahamba uyecela isimbazo nxa suyibhadala ibhadalwa njani
abanye babelesi uzawuthi abanye balama-commission ukuthi abale interest eyazifakiwe ukuthi maybe afithi ngawubole ngxenye $100 siyathi wabhadala maybe 10% or bhadala 20% or bhadala 5% depending but yabe ithizele and nxa uboleka leyo mali kusho ukuthi usulomlando ukuthi yena ine-bank udinga imali imali yakhona ingakwani uyebhadala umuntwana udefaulte akuthathe enye interest inyanga iphela angithi yabona ukuthi abantu sebengene ehlupheni olungakanani
so bamba khonapho ungayikhathana so that is Mr. Nkomo he says people end up going to some kind of money dealers, you know, called izimbazo, you know.
Loan sharks.
Loan sharks, yeah. So, and he says, if you talk about $100, the interest rate can be very high. Could be 20%,
wow,
10%. And then he says, where the problem is, is that, you know, that money you won't get it. You go to the bank and default today. The person puts the percentage. You default again tomorrow. Puts another percentage, so you're done, you know, literally. So, okay, this is okay. Captain Nkomo, Okona Ngale, Ebutswana. Captain Nkomo, unjani baba?
Oh, baba, kiss.
Nyakwazi vele umsakazo we-Studio 7 uyakuthanda kodwa ayifisa phela umsakazo wakho. Iradio yakho baba.
Ngizomkholisa engangikhuluma lani madoda.
Iye, yehlisa mbijana phela isikhulu sami. Awubona ke. Tshela mina.
Khangela ngo-1980. Sathi sithatha ilizwe sathola ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe linothile too much. Sathaba kakhulu sangena emabhenki sathatha imali sakhipha sithenga ama-foreign currency lapha sidinga ukuthi sinothe. Sathatha amapulazi sadiliza ayenothile. Ngabe amapulazi ana sayahlonipha sahlonipha ilendi nalamhlanje ngabe sile mali yethu iqinile ifile iqinile. Nangihamba nge-$5 ipound fike ngidalwa ifenyanga sengidayisile. Ngifike ngidalwa intinya. Kathi sanga ukuhambele $5 siya nathi. $5. Zwani nditheli. Asihloniphele umhlaba, sikhuzele abantwana bahlale phansi bengachawumi umsindo webhoda besithi silime, sifuye, ingaphi cold storage, ingaphi traders, ingaphi i-national food eHarare, ingaphi tobacco industry, sekungamanyobonyobo. Ngabe ilizwe lethu li siyalibamba sithule abadala bathule bathi zwi. Sibuyele phansi ngacela emzini silime sithengise amakhiwa nxa ufuna ukuya ebhenki idifti ikhiwa lamhla nxa libhenke 10 million livele ehlamva elinye libhenke 20 million elinye libhenke 1 million abantu nxa besebhenki basuka bathola imali nxa kungalakhiwe libhenkayo where are you going to get money i-SA47 ayifuneki ebhenki nxa wawungucomrade kumbe wawulisoja kumbe uyini hloniphana amabhenki liwahloniphe liyesabe khangela ibhotswana ibhotswana kathesa abantu bonke sebefuna ilendi because they know where money comes from sebefuna ilendi njalo babanika abathatha iminyaka mna ngabhalisi ngifuna umhlaba ngifuna ukulima ngiwutholi buya uzobona lapha endima khona jiste ibhotswana kuluhlaza kuthe joko abafana bazimbabwe bayalima badrayive ama-tractor bayalima abanye benzani kuluhlaza kuthe joko hloniphana ilendi lizathola imali.
What is
5 years? Now we are going to 40 years, and so the credit is totally mad. We will never get that money.
Uh-huh.
Abanikazi bemali banikhangele ngamehlo They are still running around. Vali Kangaroo, you are running around. Where are you going to get money? Makuba Molumi Chini, my friend, one chair what cogona. You sit a hand pillow and wave with you if in the Zimbabwe. Why no no muna? Now it's scared Zimbabwe. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'll never take I'm not gonna tell you something Mali again. You don't respect your money. As you saw Pagi Mali, you never get money. About Zimbabwe about course about his free. Kada ngazanga bayalime imgodi bayihloniphe ba bank imali ema bank kubela ama farmers kubela ama businessmen abafana lo Clive Masiwa uyakazi Clive Masiwa wathe vuli efuna evuli econet wathwani omimhamu yamazi
yangi hayi nyakwazi ukukhuluma abantu ka politics nyakwazi baba
wathi inkomo yahlanya useluphele wayefuna ukunika Masiwa i license kodwa Masiwa is now a billionaire Masiwa. God bless you. Tell abantu beZimbabwe. If they don't respect the feeling, they will never see.
Ah, boni ke Captain Nkomo, siyabonga kakhulu Nkomo.
Bengu ungangikhohle gifti number yami zabe lokho ndikatheka madoda lizazele efika. Ngoba kuzalunga.
Hayi kuyalunga sibini la chat number yakho ngiyifaka ku Vetina lamhlanje.
Eh, ungayikhohle. Anje ngawutshela ukuthi ngawufuna ukulobola khona le endaweni zakini khona le.
Wanjela mzali. Zakusaba mkonyana sharp. Alright.
Ukhulumisa uPresident umtshele amakhosi adla amakhekhe. Ikhekhe livela phansi emhlabathini. Konke isigqoko livela phansi emhlabathini. Everything is from the land.
Hayi uyitshayile baba, uyitshayile.
Amanzi avela phansi ayephezulu aphinda net.
Thank you, Captain.
Zimbabwe,
Guys, Captain Uchayile, Simili Uchayile, Skongosini. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that is Captain Nkomo. He's saying a lot of things here, but very meaningful, eh? So he's saying that people have to respect the land because Zimbabwe destroyed its own country. You know, Zimbabweans actually destroyed that country. So he says, you know, as long as there's no money going to the banks, people must forget about getting money.
Yeah.
Because there should be production. And this production concept is, let's start with the land.
Yeah.
Cultivate the land, produce, and then you take money to the bank. Then people will get some money, you know. And this is, at the end of the day, is a question of, you know, having an AK-47 out of banks.
Yeah.
Says you cannot have people just fighting every time and all those kind of things. That will never attract any kind of investment. Now, thank you so much, Captain Kunangapo Spongle Kakulu. Is loba baphuthuma laba lapho secingweni ukona ngale ke kontutu kwakuthi kontutu ziyathunqangazi lamhlanje baba malaba kunjani malaba unjani uyangizwa malaba umalaba ifoni yakhe simane yathi quip blessing kuvela khona mzamo.
Let's go back to Mr. Mudzingiri. Mr. Mudzingiri, I think some people were hoping that because the tobacco auction floor is open now, there will be foreign currency. Why is it that it's actually getting worse?
Yeah, one thing that you should understand is like the foreign currency that is generated by the tobacco industry is not that much. Remember, if you compare the output that is generated by farmers and the cost of the goods, like the, for example, if you look at the car and the number of bells that a farmer would want for him to buy a car, you can see that the cost of primary goods and the manufactured goods. They are quite, you know, different. A manufactured good is very expensive. Looking into, if we could also consider the amount of foreign currency that is being generated by tobacco, it will not be enough to actually cater for the money requirements that across the whole economy. But I think the economy requires something that is close to, if I'm not mistaken, maybe they need about 4 billion, I think. The last time, I'm not following that much, but I'm quite sure that their GDP is around 10 billion. But If you look, the man that is raped from tobacco, it's just and there's a lot of halubalu regarding the man that is generally, but it's not that much.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the countries that actually generate more foreign currency, they don't rely only on primary goods. They have to produce tobacco. They have also to produce some other foods besides only producing primary goods.
Mm-hmm.
So most of our exports are actually primary goods. If you look at the number of cars that you need for you to raise enough money to buy a car, you can see that a farmer is generating something that is very small. Even if we have a farmer harvest in maize production, that may not translate into some huge amount within the economy. Because the amount that is generated today is quite little compared to the demands, our consumption as an economy.
Mm-hmm.
So, in as much as we have tobacco auctions coming in, it may not translate into a huge increase in foreign currency.
Thank
and
you.
Remember, our biggest, this challenge started when we had a shortage of foreign currency when we're using the US dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And now the government said to come out with the bond. And the bond cannot be easily replace the US dollar. So what we are seeing at the moment is a trend where the government is propaganda so that it can change the brand of the people, like telling the people that the moment we have tobacco, then things will be fine. We are not. They should also talk about the figures that are being generated by the tobacco sales.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that are being generated, they are quite little.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
What is quite the whole economy.
Thank you, Mr. Mzingiri.
We need a robust policy that is also looking into production on the land and also production in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you see, goods that are produced in the industry, they put more value than goods that are produced on the land. For example, if you look at, for example, diamond, if it is just raw diamond in the ring, you can see that the ring has put more value than just raw diamond. So,
mm-hmm.
besides that, you put the land, we should also think about working on the land and doing value exchange so that we can also raise in more returns. But our plan at the moment is, we are talking about just using the land, but without value exchange, it would be very difficult for the country to move forward.
Thank you, Mr. Mzingiri. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs, Ngwan.
Yeah, umalaba sependukile ecingweni. Baba Malaba, unjani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu njalo.
Hayi, siphile kakhulu Malaba. Ungaphi konapho?
Hayi, ngikubulawa yebo.
Yeah, kunjani kwoNtuthu?
Hayi, kaqandelela nje nini kaThisa, hayi, azaphula futhi ngulo.
Yeah, nansi indaba yemali lapha Baba Malaba. Kuhamba njani?
Indaba yemali iyahlupha baba Dubeka. Iyahlupha sibile ukuthi sile ubona labantu abadala abakhulile sibe sikwelale emalini nemabhenki ohawulisa abanye ngabavele emakhaya khonale. Umuntu uyahamba ebhenki khonale lethi ve usenetile kuzince i-$2,000 yamakhoyini. So indaba ebuhlungu kakhulu le.
So uyabe uphiwa amakhoyini ze-$20 uwathola ngani?
Uyafaka eplastikini kwesikhathi uhondela wathola ngakule yinto
utho ngani usuthwela isaka le mali
na usithwelisa le mali manje nxa usuthi uyathenga emashopu laba ama-prize lawo sokuthi asephelile ale nto zakhona uqedakali mani
so ama-coins lawa kuyini ngamadola ngamarandi kuyini kuyabe kuyini
hayi anti kule dola le ebambeleni yini kule 25 cent kule yeni sokusa le 50 rand imali oyitholayo
kodwa-ke nxa sukhangele baba Malaba ubona zani konke khonoku kuyagcina ngani ngoba ungazani ukuqhubekela phambili
heyi owanelizweni ukuzeka baba dule sukela namuleni unkulunkulu asakwazi ukufamba njani lapa ngoba kathesi ivini ngathi uyathenga emashopu laba ama-prize asemabili sonephrize yekuzela yamadola sonephrize yekuzela yamabhondi nxa usitshatshintsha imali lapha kuyekuzeleni lapha emhambeleni yama kulawo basathelei
Asithi
uzuhambile kona ngale ebhanga lakho eba malaba wazama ukuyidinga imali kwehlula ucina usenzani?
Uyazama ukudinga nalala ukuthi maybe umuthi imbazo kodwa imbazo yakhona umhlupho lakhona ukuthi bazabe ukufakele lokhu zimhlezi but uma imali yakhona kufuna ukuthi wazima ukuthi uyibhadale ungakwehlula kufuna kunye umuntu mbesilesi lokuthathe lokhu impahla enqenzi kona abantu abona ngoba imali anizabe leyimhlezi ukuthi ibhanga uyimhlezi so asiphile impilo enzima kakhulu kakuenzima kulaifo wakho
pho uZulu uzikhipha njani kukhona kobuhlupha lokho? UZulu uzikhupha njani edubeni lolu? Kumele abantu baphume njani?
Sesihambele amakhanda sakwazi. Sesifikile back to kumpana ku-2008. Kuyelile back to kumpana ukuthi vele sakwazi sabekuzeze. Ngoba imali isibili sokulihlela into ayisabona kahle.
Kunzima baba malapha.
Yakuzibakhulu.
Hayi ke siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi sibe sonke. Yes. Ukhona okade ubona ukukhuluma?
Ya, ayikho kona ukuthi.
Siyabonga imalaba baba, ungathi lo kusasa.
Hayi. Wakulungile.
Yeah, that was Mr. Malaba is in Bulawayo in saying that you know life is very difficult for most Zimbabweans. And this says people are back to 2008. No reason to say is not the case. He says that's the case now. And he says they only need God, this intervention, and nothing else, because there's no, you know, solution in sight for this kind of a problem. Because prices differ, you know. We've got a dollar, different price, bond, different price, and all those kind of things. And you go to the money changers, different prices. So he says people don't know what to do. And they don't even know how to get out of this.
Let's go to Mr. Ndiweni. Mr. Ndiweni, the government seems to be blaming traders and wholesalers, saying that they are holding money and they are not depositing their money in banks and therefore worsening this crisis. Do you buy that argument?
I think it's an insincere argument, because how do wholesalers and retailers hold the money when people are not able to go and purchase anything in the shop?
Mm-hmm.
Which man, unless even let's say that people are going there to buy using plastic money as an example. So how then do they hold cash if they don't have cash at hand? So to me, it sounds like it's an upset. I mean, argument, to be honest. I think what is needed, Dube, is that the government has to admit that the bond regime has failed. And then I think what is also important is that even if we are to adopt or join the Rand Money Union, people don't have confidence in the banking sector. How many people will bank the rent that ever they will collect in the market? So for me, I think the government has to think about building confidence in the banking sector and general populace for them, so people to be able to say, if I get money, I need to go and bank. So there has to be some semblance of rule of law, because people feel that if I go and bank today, what if the government tomorrow changes and say we are bringing another current and I lose all my savings?
Mm-hmm.
So my thinking is that there has to be a seriousness from the part of the government about building the competence in the banking sector, and that begins by respecting maybe property rights, right? That if I have something, no one can take it away from me. There's a gentleman who spoke about the issue of land that we need to produce so that we sell and get money. As long as we don't produce anything, like that gentleman was saying, where will we sustain the money that we'll be getting? We'll give money to the people, and then how do we sustain? So we'll take the right, for example, we give it to the people, and then how does it go back to where it's coming from? Because there's no production.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't any export whatsoever for us to get, only getting the hard currency. That will then be translated into rent.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be serious policy change from the government and also some semblance of the rule of law to respect property rights so that we build the investor confidence. So that Abantu who want to come and invest in Zimbabwe can come knowing that if I put money and begin to produce something in Zimbabwe, I will not lose it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. By so doing, then we produce and begin to sell and begin to generate hard currency that will then be used as money that will be taken in the market. That's my thinking.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they say capital is a coward. And therefore, if the policies are not sound, people will not come to invest in Gibbs.
Certainly. And Mr. Mtsingiri, you talked about some kind of robust policies that the government can actually craft. But looking at, the political situation that is in Zimbabwe right now, even if you craft anything, Zim Asset, according to some people, is brilliant. But you cannot implement it because of political problems. So now, what is this that you are thinking about, saying that there should be some robust policy to boost agricultural and industrial production?
You see, it should start from the government.
Mm-hmm.
Because if as long we have a government that is not responsible, it doesn't help us to ensure that the productivity within the economy. So the first thing that they should also look at is the government should cut expenditure. So if government can cut expenditure, of course it's a hard decision, but it's the one that can actually take us forward. Because if you look at the money that is spent on things that are not productive, and if that money can be used to, it can be invested in production, it can make a small change. And that small change in the long run can actually assist in growth. So the first step should be government cutting expenditure. And this thing is something that has been talked about for quite a long time. But because our government doesn't seem to like the idea of reducing the expenditure because of some political reasons, it might be very difficult to implement. But point number one, the government should reduce the expenditure. Point number two, people need to be educated about production on the farm. And they need to be supported with the funding. But the funding should not be free for all. The funding should be funding that is attached to... so if someone is producing, he is supposed to be given funds and he should be paid back those funds.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if we have seen that in most cases when people are given free funds, they tend to abuse those funds.
Mm-hmm.
So my understanding is like farming is a business, and people are rational enough to get out a business venture. But if people can see the returns from farming, and they also are given enough loans, then there should be some production. But in the issue of giving free seed or whatever, it's good for the poor people, but it should not be the case with the rich people. Because what has actually driven this economy is people with property rights.
Mm-hmm.
Those property rights, they were able to borrow money from the banks. Of course, there's some constitutional interest there, and they were able to produce. And remember, production on the farm, production should farm, instead of the farm, anything which should eventually grow until it is actually driving this manufacturing sector. Because if you have production on the farm, it's value addition. That value addition will eventually lead to the manufacturing sector actually, improving.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think the talk that has been making circles is that Zimbabwe is agro-based.
Mm-hmm.
So if that is the case, then we should look at the increasing production on the farm. But how do we do that? We need to train people. We need to give people income. We need to give the people some kind of proper credit. If they can't give them the clear proper credit, it becomes very difficult for them to do improvement on the farm.
Thank you.
Put irrigation.
Thank you.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mr. Mtsingiri, please just stay on the line. We just want to quickly take a caller, then we come back to you. Tinaba Manyenga or Kwam Toko Magadi. Aiwa, Tirinan. Kwaka Mirasi Kwam Toko Panyi. Tirinan, could you say Panyazi Mari?
Ah. Yeah, the marriage is a good problem.
Saka kwa mtu munomira nguwa yaka riba sei kuti munomira nguwa yaka riba sei kuti muwane mari izi uye murukupa wa mari kuma bengi aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamanyenga
mari yacho haite problem nekuti mari kuti mabondi noti taiti izvi zvisati yamura kuti mabondi noti bondi noti iteta of course iteta rinongo sekuleta zvaro but inini taga kusekuleta that means ishoma kana risiri shoma ari kuri riga rino unochengeta sei hapana munhu anongo angaibete kuda
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamanyenga
tingati isicho vamasofti vari kutora bhezi varuda unoodza zvinhu zvii outside munoma muna zvinhu zvacho bondi noti yacho riri kuodza richichengeta nani pai tiro richingoenda hendi tehendi from hendi inoenda kune mumwe munhu ichibva ndanotengesa vegetable ichitenga nyama ichingotenderera
aiwa tinotenda vamanyenga
hariendi kubhengi bhezi mari yacho ishoma
tinotenda zvikuru vamanyenga ungoti time yedu ndo inenge yatifambei tinotenda zvikuru Mr. Manyenga there in Mutoko East is saying the situation is bad. They have to queue for 3 days sometimes, but you know, because there are a few banks in his rural home, he has to go to Harare. You know, sometimes he will not even get the cash. So he says the situation is really desperate, Gibbs.
Mr. Ndweni, just briefly, you work with vendors. Do they bank any money?
Do they bank any money? No, people have no confidence in the banking sector, that's a fact. And like I said, people are not getting people who are buying their products. So what they get today, these days is very little. So they are not even paying those who are willing to. But essentially, people have no confidence in the banking sector, so there has to be a campaign somehow, a move by the government that is what it can do to build the confidence in the banking sector. And like I said, the government needs to begin to think about how can they influence or how can they come out think about the respect of property rights, and at the same time also think about how can they increase productivity so that people can produce and then export, and then think about that currency that will then translate into the demand that can be used locally.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, and we have to end it here. So we want to thank our guest this evening, Mr. Calvin Mudzingiri, economics lecturer, investor of the Free State, and also Mr. Michael Ndweni, economic and political commentator. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, our callers, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe. We'll be right back.